I didn't realize what an impact my experience of doing theological education and doing the first years of parish ministry would be in the 1960s, in which everything was turned upside down and we began to see truth in a new way. Whether it was the civil rights movement, whether it was the engagement of some of us who are white, deeply involved in the civil rights movement, whether it was the movements of the women's movement, whether it's the movements of the of what became the gay rights movement, that shaped me for the rest of the decades of my parish ministry.
So one of the qualities in you and that I've seen, to me it's a consistent thing that you express all the time, and that is a passion for what you do.
Maybe it's the impact of parents who, from the time I was a young lad, they represented justice to me. And then there's a theologian that he believes one's relationship to God happens out of two primary pieces. One is a sense of awe, and that was true for me. And then the second thing he said, I was shocked. He said, one's spirituality also comes generally from perceived injustice. And I realized that I had no recollection of how it is for me to be white, straight, and male, and how all of that makes for so much privilege. And how in the world can we begin to build social trust if there is no attempt on the part of those of us who are so privileged to begin to see with a new lens? Therefore, one has to create new relationships. And in doing that, I began to read the Bible in a different way. And in doing that, I realized that I really had not encountered the authentic Jesus. You use the word passion. It creates such juice inside of us, because you're that way too. So many others of us are that way. And so we begin to kind of build a little colony. And the colony might be a colony of close to what the beloved community might look like. The holy in Nigel connects with the holy in Doug, and together we become one. And that's not a bad model for this world.
So I guess we're into it. Amen and hallelujah.
And laughter and life and fullness and so forth. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you.